Welcome to the Maximus Insights podcast series. Today's podcast on business strategy is presented by Brent Duffy, Director of Maximus International. This podcast focuses on leadership and strategy, specifically the importance of leaders not only understanding all elements of their business strategy, but also how they can simplify and communicate the strategy to make it real for their people.
I'm Brent Duffy, Director of Maximus. I work with a number of organisations across Australia, New Zealand and Asia, focusing mainly on areas of leadership and sales force development. As a consultancy, we often get asked to come into organisations and work with their leaders on making that connection between the organisational strategy and that connection between what they are out there in the market saying to how their individuals are performing internally. And there's a lot of, you know, there's a lot of pressure on managers to make strategy real in a highly complex environment. Organizations don't necessarily make it easy for their managers or for you as a manager to understand all of those elements of strategy and how you make that real. And the mantra that we often hear managers saying is, you know, I'm expected to do all of this with less resources. So that mantra of more with less is something that we hear quite often. When I work with leaders in the market, one of the first things I talk to them about is what is their understanding of organizational strategy, because I think there's a lot of confusion, there's a lot of overuse of the term in the market, strategy. You hear people talking about the organizational strategy being the vision, or is it really the plan, or is it their customer strategy, or their, and you always hear people talk about strategy of, you know, I've got a time management strategy on how to get to work today. So as a term, it often gets overused, and that's one of the reasons why it becomes confusing for leaders like yourself in organizations. So really, I guess, what is strategy? And when I ask that question, I often get responses that are quite bookish. So they're quite, I guess, theoretical explanations of a vision that cascades through to a plan that cascades down to individual key result areas or performance indicators. And technically, that's right. But often leaders find it hard to, how do I contextualize my role and how what role I play in that? And if I contextualize that as a manager, then how do I then communicate and make that real for my people? And I think that's one of the biggest challenges of managers and leaders in today's environment. Oftentimes, I talk to them about strategy is not just a period of time. I work with one client in particular who they talk about their strategy period, which is 2 weeks every year where they lock themselves in a room and don't come out. And in essence, what they're doing is budgeting, which is, you know, budgeting and is a commercial reality of any organization. However, it's not the all the elements of strategy. So I talk to managers about understanding that strategy is really a way of thinking. And it's a continual process where you understand the environment, you understand the organization objectives, you understand your people objectives, and you actually align all of those things to then make decisions. And that's what strategy is. Strategy is understanding that whole context and then being able to make proactive decisions. Rather than the alternative, which you see in a lot of organizations, is that managers feel like they're the mouse on the treadmill, just running, making decisions without understanding the full context of that decision. And often I think that the missing link between making that organization's strategy real is that they need to understand that that oftentimes you as the manager, you're the missing link between, I guess, the organizational strategy and making that individual commitment or making the individuals perform according to that strategy. So from a manager's perspective or from your perspective as a leader in an organization, it's important that you clearly understand all the elements that make up an organizational strategy. And I think that's one of the first steps in that is once that understanding is there, then you can make that real for others. The first element of an organizational strategy, and often one that people think of first, is the vision. It's the vision or an organizational mission, or some organizations call them high-level objectives. But it's really, if you boil it all down, it's really the say component. It's really what organizations say to the market that they're there to achieve or to provide. It's also the say component of what they tell their people that they're there to achieve or to provide to the market. So there's a critical element, which is the say element. But alongside the say element is the do, and there needs to be congruence between that say component to the do component. And the do component often is made up of things like what markets will you be active in, what channels or go-to-market strategies will you have, what's going to differentiate your organization from the organization down the road. What is the timing or the sequencing of your strategy, and how are you going to use all of those information to make decisions? So there's definitely a do component of strategy, but it needs to be closely aligned to the say. I mean, I think we've all heard of, or even may have worked for, organisations where that there isn't congruence between what an organisation says it's there to achieve versus what they're actually physically or doing within that organisation. So you see organisations saying that they're customer focused or customer first choice, but clearly some of the decisions that they're making, or that some of the things that they're doing within an organization, are clearly not congruent with the say. The third component of organizational strategy is one that's critical to the role of the leader and to your role, and that's the external component. All organizations need, and managers need, to have a good look outside. So pop your head out of the sand and have a good look around the market, and have a look at what's happening broader than just what's happening in your organization. So you need to look at the industry and have a look at what is happening in the industry, what's happening in the general market trends. So look at political, social, economic, or technological. So it's something as simple as a pest analysis will give you an opportunity to have a look at what are some of those trends that are happening globally that may impact your organization and some of the decisions that you're making. Equally, you need to have a clear look at your industry and have a look at what are your customers buying, what are your customers wanting. You need to look at how are your competitors operating, and what are they trying to do to differentiate themselves. Is there things like replacement technology on the horizon that completely replace your organizational advantage? And if you don't have this ability to look externally in the market, and you only focus on that element of say and do in your strategy, you're almost creating strategy in a vacuum without having a good look around the market. And I mean, at a micro level, you can see individuals setting up things like video shops in suburban shopping centers, and you wonder, really, does that person understand what's happening in the market and had a good look around it at buying patterns? So we've covered the element of strategy of say, we've looked at the elements of do, is where you make decisions, and we've also looked at the external, which is to be simplified, is to the element of need. Who do you need to be? And that's obviously dictated by the external market. The fourth component is equally important, and it's what have you got? And that's where you need to look at, well, if we're saying that we want to be this in the market and we're making decisions based on that, and we also know the market's dictating to us by the need and by the analysis that we're having, you also need to have a really good look inside your organization from a manager's perspective and look at, what have you got? What people have you got? What processes are you following? What policies have you got in place? What's your culture? How are you rewarding your people? What are the skills and competence of your people? What are the products that you're working on? And obviously that needs to equally be in alignment with those other three key elements, especially the element of external, the need. And you can see organizations in history, you can track organizations that potentially haven't really focused on that need component and made it sure that that's incongruent with what they've got. A great example that everyone probably can relate to is Encyclopedia Britannica. You know, there's many case studies out there talking to them in the 70s and 80s, and how they were the leading organization of knowledge, and they were quite proud that they were a sales force to be reckoned with. I remember in the 70s, you know, getting the knock, knock, knock on the door, and, "Hello, Mrs. Duffy, you've got four children. Don't you care about their future, their education? It's an imperative that you buy this Encyclopedia Britannica if you care about your children's future." And of course, Mrs. Duffy bought the Encyclopedia Britannica, and for the first couple of months, we weren't allowed to touch it. However, you know, there's evidence through some of their board reporting that they actually knew, and they could see the rise of technology, and they could see the rise of computers and knowledge being available to individuals through through tapes and CD-ROMs. And their sales force clearly would have been knock, 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 hello, Mrs. Duffy, and Mrs. Duffy wasn't interested anymore because last week she bought this new fancy thing called a computer, and now their knowledge is available on that. But again, that organization, the thing that made them most successful, which was their sales force and their product, almost was their downfall, and they didn't have the speed to market or the speed to change to really take that external analysis and change some of their product lines and capitalize on that. And it was an organization that that didn't recover for a long time. So you've clearly got to have that congruence between all those four key elements. So if you break down any organizational strategy into four key elements, there's the element of the say, which is the vision, the mission, the do, which is how you make decisions about go-to-market, timing, products, channels. You've got to have the element of need. You've got to have that external analysis of who you need to be in the market, but you've equally got to look at what have you got. So in simple terms, from your perspective as a manager, if you fully understand that organizational strategy in simple terms is say, do, need, have, and you fully understand how your organization is aligned between all those four key areas, you can then use that to make decisions from your perspective as a manager, and making sure that you're making decisions strategically and proactively. But equally, if you understand that linkages between all those key areas, then you can make that real for your people, and they can understand the organizational say, do, need, have, and that allows them to see what they potentially are doing every day. And if they can see that and how that clearly links to those elements, then you'll truly have engaged, motivated individuals who are all aligned to the one strategy.
We hope you found this podcast insightful and informative. For more information on how Maximus partners with organisations to deliver better results faster, please refer to the solutions menu on this website. Alternatively, please contact Maximus International on 02 9216 2800.